Come on, just praise him a little bit more, praise him a little bit more. La de la de la de la de la. Amen. Amen. You guys can have your seats. So go with me to Mark chapter number 14, verse number 3. Mark 14, verse number 3. I'm just going to read the scripture and then we'll get into preaching. Can I have a cloth, another cloth or something? I don't know if there's another one. Or a black one. Mark chapter number 14, verse number 13. Can everybody say with me, the anointing. Listen, it is the anointing that makes a difference if you're in this place. I don't care if you come out of a religious church, if you came out of something that was dead or dormant. It is the anointing that makes the difference. Are you guys with me? It is either present or it is not present. It is either in a place that's either tangible or it is not there. And you can fake it and fake it and fake it, but one day it's going to come up to you. Are you guys with me? It's going to catch up with you one day. So listen. Say with me the anointing. Say my alabaster box. When I was praying in this weekend, I heard God saying to me, if only they knew the cost of my alabaster box. I'm going to say it again. If only they knew the cost of my alabaster box. I'm not speaking of me, I'm speaking even of every single one of you in this place. Because there's people, listen, that can speak against you. There's people that can discourage you. There's people that can say, you're not going to make it, or this, or things are happening bad, or even they might see you excelling and then things go bad. But then all you have to say, listen here, if only you knew the cost of my alabaster box. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about right now. You've never even opened your Bible. So tonight will be the first time in Mark chapter number 14. Amen. Are you guys with me? I know it's hot and we're not going to be long tonight. I know it's hot. And we've got all the air cons in here we can have. So just thank you. Just stay with us. And this is the last evening service apart from the New Year's Eve service. So we'll see you guys Christmas, New Year's Eve, but next year. But it's the last evening service. Say with me the anointing. Let me read Mark chapter 14, verse number 3. And it says, and being in Bethany, verse number 3.
God, in the house of Simon the leper.
Say with me, Simon the leper. Jesus was in the house. And it says that Simon the leper, not Simon who was a leper. Simon was a leper even while Jesus was with him. It was possible for the anointing not to flow even while Jesus is in the place. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. Which means that I shared with you before in Genesis chapter number 1, it says that the Spirit of God hovered on the face of the earth, on the deep, on the face of the waters, the deep. And then God spoke. And when God spoke, then chaos was turned into order. Are you guys with me? Light from day, which means that even though the Spirit of God was hovering, nothing was happening, you needed both the power and the spoken word put together for something to happen. Here Jesus is sitting in the house of somebody, of Simon the leper, in the house, and the anointing is not flowing. Are you guys with me? Many people can be in the house with Jesus Christ, and the anointing is not flowing from him. Many people can be in a house where God is and the anointing is not flowing from him. Why? Because something is not tapped into. Something is not touching God yet. But there came a lady, and verse number 3, it says, as he sat to eat, there came a woman. Say with me, a woman. We think this picture of this poor woman. This woman was loaded. She had to be, because you'll see now. There came a woman having an alabaster box. Say with me, alabaster box. Of ointment of spikenard, very precious. In the other translation, it's very costly. And she broke the box and poured it out on his head. Say with me, broke. If people can only know how to break open. How to break open his presence. How to break open. But our hearts are hardened and we resist the move of God. If we can break open before him. Next verse. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Verse number 6. And Jesus said, leave her alone. Why trouble you her? She has done a good work on me. Next verse. For you have the poor with you always. And whensoever you will be able to give them, do them some good. But me you do not always have with you. Next verse.
For she has done what she could. Say with me, what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the burial. Next verse. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for a memorial for her. Here we see an act that is done, where somebody just done an act. And the Bible will say to you that, according to scripture, that it was a prostitute that was doing this. Some scriptures differ, some confirm this. But she did this one act, and Jesus said, listen, wherever I will preach, her testimony and her gospel will be shared. That is on television today still. Her testimony is being shared because of one thing that she did. Come on, you guys with me. Say with me, my alabaster box. There's something that is precious on the inside of us that God wants to break completely. That is our alabaster box. The Bible says when she came with an alabaster. The word alabaster means the most expensive material put together. It was a box that carried the most expensive perfume, cologne, that was sealed. And when it was broken, it speaks of a seal that was broken. Are you guys with me? Then it says spikenard. The word spikenard in the Greek speaks of an expensive cologne from overseas. Expensive perfume from overseas. So here she had foreign, overseas, imported perfume in a spikenard box. Costly, more than a year's wages, the word says. Together in this box. And the Bible says it is very precious. It says it is a costly oil. This word costly, precious, means this. It means very, very costly. Then it says that she broke open the box. Say with him, broke open. Break open. Say with him, broken. The word broken means this. It means to crush completely. To be broken into shivers. To have a broken heart. When she did that act, there was a smell that entered into that room, and it filled the anointing. The smell of the anointing filled that whole room, and her loyalty was immediately made manifest. I'm going to say it again. Her loyalty, because she was saving up for a whole year. And when she saw him, even though Simon the leper did not get a healing there at that moment, she said, I'm not going to miss this. I'm going to come and break open my alabaster box. And her testimony was preached to the whole world. But a leper in need of healing will sit there and nothing is happening, and he's still the leper. Come on, guys, with him. There's something that we can do that activates the anointing upon, listen, that when we give, when our alabaster box is broken, when you've gone through years and years of hardship and you've still stayed loyal, when you've still stayed true, when you've still stayed faithful, if only they knew the cost of my alabaster box. I have people coming against me, people saying things years and years all the time. But if they only knew the nights I served through, the nights I prayed through, when people spoke about against me, when people betrayed me, when I took people even into my house and they betrayed me, if they only knew the cost of my alabaster box, when I would help people out financially in the next week, they would betray me to get a higher position. But if they only knew when I was broken, the moments when I was just me and God on the face of my floor in my room, and I would pray and nobody is there, nobody except my family, my wife or so, but otherwise nobody, and my heart would be broken. But people don't see that side. That when the enemy comes against you, when people say something, you can say, listen here, you don't know the cost that it cost me to get where I am today. I paid a price for this alabaster box to be broken. The anointing is on the inside of every single person in this place. All it needs is an alabaster box to be broken open and for the anointing to flow out. There is not a lack of anointing on the inside of you. It needs a brokenness and your outer shell to be broken. Come on, guys, with you. Then the anointing will flow. Asote. Listen. If they only knew the cost of my alabaster box. Some of the Pharisees, doesn't he, if he was a prophet, he would know the sort of woman that is with him right now. And Jesus would turn around at another place where a beggar and a man fell on his knees and beat at his chest and said, Lord, have mercy on me. While the other Pharisee stood and said, I pay my tithes. I pray. I'm so better than this one, you know, at the church, or this other one. And I'm better, I'm more spiritual. And Jesus said, that one on his knees will get into heaven before you. The kingdom is his before it is yours. I hate self-righteousness. I love a people that recognize their sins and the need of a Savior. Jesus said, I did not come for the healthy, I came for the sick. But if we are healthy, Jesus didn't come for us. But if we remain sick in a place where God, I need you, Jesus, I need your presence, he has come and visited you. Say with me the anointing. Hey, some people look angry. It's okay, brother. Let's just let it go. Amen. Close your eyes, everybody in this place. Just raise your hands gently in a surrender way. Listen. Say with me as you sit like this. Say loyalty. Loyalty is tested. Church, say loyalty. It is a character that is missing in the body of Christ. I have so many people coming to me in ministry, and they come and they, I'll be with you. 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, a month, want to leave. And I'm thinking, I served Pastor Mark for 10 years where there was no promise for a ministry. Then I look at the team around me. We were, how many people? I don't know how many we were, but how many left? Like 50 left, 50% left. And I'm thinking, loyalty. Loyalty is tested in hard times. Loyalty is revealed in the day of adversity. Are you guys with me? Loyalty, the Bible says, if I can find one loyal person, it is a lot. If I can find one loyal person, loyalty precedes and supersedes gift and talent and ability. When God sees loyalty, he will raise you up. When God sees loyalty, when all hell is broken loose, but you still stay faithful and you still stay loyal, he counts that more than a gift, more than a talent, and he'll put his anointing upon you right throughout scripture. Come on, you guys, with me. Listen to me. Loyalty is proven in the opportunity of betrayal. I always tell my guys, you're only loyal as far as you go with me. And that moment you betrayed, you were loyal, but up until there. Because I had so many times, I said to somebody this week, I don't want to do Pastor Mark my spiritual father in terms of, I don't want to put him down in any way, in any public statement. How many of you know every person is a human being? I am a human being. I had to stay loyal through so many tests where I think only my wife will know, where I would sit through the nights and drive away my car and cry right through the nights, just cry. Weep with everything inside of me, because it's the moment of being lost. And then it was a betrayal or it was a false accusation. And I want to go correct myself. And God says, if you correct yourself, I cannot stand up for you. If you avenge yourself, I cannot be your avenger. And I have to stay broken that up to this day, I think 95% of the things that I was accused of was not right. I'm just sharing with you the cost of my alabaster box. Until that one day God sees loyalty and he just decides, go for it. Because the test of loyalty has been proven. Are you guys with me? But in today's culture, everybody just, I serve out of convenience, not covenant. Let me go. I wrote a few things here. Loyalty makes you one in the spirit. Loyalty will speak for you in the day of adversity. Listen to me. Loyalty is the opposite of offense. Offense is the biggest killer in ministry. Oh, and have I taken offense? It will come to everyone. But you are not loyal until you've been tested. And when you test, that offense comes, but then you can choose to take it or not.
Offense you is a ministry that is of God.
A ministry that doesn't offend you is of the devil. They lick your ears. Jesus offended wherever he was going. He offended the Pharisees. He offended the Sadducees. And if you read the Bible, he would answer them on their heart's thoughts. The Bible says they would think to themselves this. And Jesus said, answered them on the way that they were thinking. They weren't even speaking it yet. But he was offending everybody, becoming a stumbling block for everybody. Let our hearts become pure. Listen, I have more grace for somebody that goes sleeps with a prostitute now. And they're loyal and they, let's not expose one or two of my people. Everybody's going to think. No, they didn't sleep with any prostitutes. They didn't. So their loyalty. Say brokenness. When I break and I break open my heart, the anointing, the smell of the anointing comes out and it fills the room. that even those who are self-righteous will say, oh, how does this one deserve it? Do you know the Bible says that Mary had, what does it say? Mary had great favor. Does the Bible say great favor? Which means that favor means undeserved grace, undeserved favor, which means the unmerited favor, which means that when you receive favor, it means that you are undeserving of that favor. Now let's play with English. The Bible says that she had great favor. The angel said, there's great favor upon you. It means she was even more undeserved of what she got. But God says, because she was so undeserving, I'm giving her great favor. A person that is arrogant is saying, I cannot do this without you. My heart is broken. That is when Jesus has come for you. Come on, guys, with me. It's undeserved favor. Say with me, brokenness. Brokenness is a key to carrying the presence of God. But I feel there's an anointing that's going to come into this place. And there'll be miracles. Say with me this. Say, my message will be spread around the world. When I do this act and I touch the heart of God, it doesn't matter what man says, he's touched. And he says, now wherever I'm preached, her message will be preached as a memorial. Jesus said, I will share my glory with no one. But when this woman touched him, in breaking everything that she had, and she probably got it through prostitution, she broke everything that she had, and she washed his, put it on his head and washed his feet, and the whole room smelled like the anointing. But when she broke her alabaster box, Jesus says, now my glory will be shared with this one. Wherever I go, her message will be preached. Wherever I go, her message will stand as a testimony and a memorial in heaven, which means that a reminder to everything good and everything that wants to come against the bad. Come on, guys, with me. Because of one act of brokenness, because of one act where they said, God, I cannot go on, I break completely. I give you my life. I break open. Just close your eyes in this place. Just raise your hand. Say this prayer with me. Say, Holy Ghost, tonight I want to become broken. Some people have become, as you sit like this with your hands, some people have become hardened by religion. There's five things that makes our heart hardened. Religion, offense, unforgiveness, hurt, and tradition. That makes our hearts hardened. When everybody's worshiping, we cannot even close our eyes because something, it just feels like a thorn in your heart. Get rid of it. Just fall in love with His presence. Just fall in love with Him. Just fall in love with Him. Even though there's others in the room that says, how can this one do this? How can this one cry like this? How can this one give their lives like this? Like the Pharisees did with this woman. Of this sort, how does he as a prophet associate with this sort? And he says, listen here, this woman knows how to honor me. You want to give to the poor, you can always give to the poor, but me who is not with you always. This woman has recognized and discerned it. And she touched my heart. And because of that, her act will forever be recorded in the annals of history. Her act will forever be recorded in the books of histories. This mic is not working for me. I need more like death. There are people that have been hurt and broken by religion in this place. There's one cure. It's the glory and the presence of God. When His presence comes in, it requires us to be broken. It requires us to be humble. It requires us to break our hearts open before Him. Because there's something hard that causes us not to cry. But when I shed that tear, tears is emotions bottled up. It's unspoken words that comes out. That cannot come out through the mouth. It has to come out another way. That's why tears are there. It is unspoken words. The Bible says that God records a bottle and keeps a bottle of our tears as a record against the enemy. Because when we cry, it's words that comes out that cannot come out through our mouth. When we can no longer say something or pray something, when we begin to cry, God sees it as our cry is a prayer. It's words that is being spoken that cannot be spoken through our mouths. but we have become hard and close to no longer want to cry. No longer want to cry in His presence. Who do we think we are? That we can no longer cry in His presence. That His presence can come in and we cannot break down because of thoughts or intents of the heart that we had on the inside of us. Or religion or tradition or sin or the brokenness that we have. Listen, there's one thing that love covers a multitude of sin. When we become broken before God, grace is extended. Switch off the light for me. Zebro saka deravara kedre delibenama. Zadoro doja kete kedre delibenama. Zabron dreke delibenama. Roza kete kedre delibenama. Zeda. The greatest turnaround in my life was at the moment of my most brokenness, where I can just give it up and say, I no longer have to serve, do this ministry. Even in the most broken moment was the most biggest turnaround and breakthrough for me. Where I have given up. Until you have come to that place, you're not ready for promotion. When you come to that place where you're so broken and you just don't know whether to go left or right or forward, you have absolutely no direction to go to. The only thing you can do is just break and cry before God, because that's the only option that is available. When you are at that place, promotion is around the corner. When you are in that place, promotion is right there waiting to lift you up. And I see so many people give up just before that moment of brokenness. And then I think to myself, if only you knew the cost of my alabaster box. If only you knew the price that I paid for years and years and years. There's one that knows that price. Even there's people still in this place, you've paid a price for years and years and years. There's one person that doesn't take that lightly. It's the one when you break that box open before Him. Can everybody say with me, say with me again, say loyalty. May loyalty come into you, may come into our hearts. Loyalty is a quality, a characteristic quality inside of us that causes God's eyes to go to and fro around the earth. And He finds one person that is faithful, one person that is loyal, that is seeking after Him, one person. And His eyes go to and fro, and He cannot find anyone except, He's looking for somebody that is loyal towards Him. Loyalty is a characteristic that will cause God to move on our behalf. Loyalty is a characteristic that will cause the hand of God to move for you. Loyalty is a characteristic that will cause God to honor a person. This woman was honoring Jesus in that room. But when she did that, God began to honor her and say, your story will be shared wherever mine is shared. It's the only person in the Bible that He says, whenever I am preached, you will be preached. And He says it to a woman, a prostitute, that they say, does He not know who this woman is, what sort this woman is? And He says, listen, this woman, this one who is of this sort, her testimony will be preached alongside mine. Because of one act of loyalty, one act of brokenness. Brozaka, I just want you to sit like this. Just sing a song for us, God, for the glory of God to come in anything.
To your rest and be blessed by our prayer as we glory in your embrace as your presence now fills this place, the glory. give you reverence. So in your embrace, as your presence now fills this place, as your presence now fills this place.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Zebron di azeketele de de.
Love you.
La roja katar barketele de de de. Roja katar barketele de de de.
We love
La Rosa Cadre Cadre. Zedan Rosa Cadre 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 Cadre
Cadre Cadre
Cadre Cadre Cadre Cadre Cadre Cadre Cadre As you're sitting here, I want to ask you, if you're sitting in this place and you're saying, Leon, I've been hurt by religion, by might have been a previous church or wherever, it's religion that has hurt and caused your heart maybe to become hardened and not respond. You know, when that sets in, it's like, in the beginning, we used to shout hallelujah, and then that becomes silent. Or in the beginning, we used to have a certain demeanor towards God, and that begins to change just slowly, because our response comes different. And there are people that are sitting here that we need to pray for the anointing. Listen, there's one thing that destroys the yoke. It's the anointing. When the tangible anointing comes upon us, it causes our hearts to be open and to respond again. It causes our hearts to break open before Him. It is by the anointing. The Apostle Paul said, "I did not come to you in I didn't come to you in preaching with bands, with persuasive words of human wisdom, but I came to you demonstration of the Spirit and the power." Too many places it's just talk, talk, talk. But where can we have an encounter with Him? Where can we have an encounter with Him? The sound is bothering me. We have to fix it, please, this week. When can we have an encounter with Him? Where our hearts can break open and we can encounter His love. Religion has set in and caused us no longer to respond. No longer to lift our hands in worship. Everybody else is lifting in our hands and we're just standing and looking. It's religion. There's one force stronger than the power of the Word of God. And that is tradition. Bible says, Mark chapter number 7, verse number 13-14. That because of your traditions, the sound is better, thank you. Because of your traditions, you have nullified the Word of God. You have made the Word of God to no effect. But God is saying in the book of Psalms that He exalts the word higher than Himself, above His name. There's one thing that is higher than God, and that is the word of God. Yet the Bible says, because of your traditions, you've made the word of God of no effect. Because of our traditions in giving, because of our traditions in whatever form or facet of religion, we have made the word of God to no longer work in our lives. The sound is much better. Thank you. It helps me. And what happens is our heart becomes hardened and it becomes closed off towards what God wants. We can no longer open to Him. We can no longer surrender. We can no longer, can everybody say with me, yield. The Holy Ghost requires us to yield to receive His presence. It is happening in this place right now. There are people whose hearts must be touched and changed because of a form of religion that has come in and caused us no longer to receive God. What is this evil spirit that tells me that I'm okay by just sitting or no longer getting to my room and lifting my hands or even in church? I can no longer respond. Listen, somewhere down the line, somebody or some system of religion has hurt us and we have closed off towards even the idea and the concept of God. And we believe in our own idea of God. And there are people here that God wants to touch in this place and cause our hearts to be open again. I always say to even to the people around me, if I can no longer be sensitive and discern. I know when once offense I said, like I said, only that one time. Many times before that, like small times, but when I took that offense, it was only once in my life, and I thought I was going to be destroyed. And that God will have the audacity to tell me that my offense is greater than the sin that was done against me. Come on, let's give Jesus one more praise offering, church. Thank you so much. I don't want to keep you on late. It's hot.